Seattle area morgue running out of space due to fentanyl overdose deaths. By Ethan Lechtman on January 24, 2023. Seattle area health officials recently admitted they are struggling to find space to store dead bodies in the morgue due to an increase in fentanyl overdose deaths. The admission was made by Seattle King County Public Health Director Dr. Faisal Khan at a Board of Health meeting on Thursday, in which he admitted the issue is likely to worsen throughout the year. 770 KTTH radio host Jason Rantz reported. A key indication of just how bad things are at the end of 2022 and likely to get worse. In 2023, the medical examiner's office is now struggling with the issue of storing bodies because the fentanyl-related death toll continues to climb, Khan said. Data from 2022 shows that 1,017 people died due to a drug overdose death in King County, a 43% increase from the previous year, according to health officials. Of those drug overdose deaths, 690 were fentanyl-related, an increase from 385 in 2021. This year, at least 37 people died from a fentanyl overdose in King County. The rise in fentanyl nationally and locally over the past few years has led to a much more dangerous drug supply, Khan added. Fentanyl has increased the risk of overdose and death, even from taking one pill or using a small amount of powder. It is now involved in 70% of King County overdose deaths, as of December 2022. While local officials say increasing care and providing treatment to those struggling with drug addiction issues is part of the solution, others say that local and state Democrat policies have contributed to the worsening drug crisis. According to 770 KTTH, Washington Democrats moved to decriminalize drug possession after the state's Supreme Court deemed the state's felony possession law unconstitutional. While state Democrats say that condemning drug use would prevent addicts from seeking treatment due to stigmatization, overdose deaths and homelessness have steadily increased over the past few years. In addressing space shortage at the morgue, King County officials say they have temporary options in case there is a sudden surge in dead bodies. They are simultaneously exploring long-term options to increase the facility's capacity. While the increase in fatal overdoses is a driving factor in our morgue capacity issue, it's not the only source, a King County public health official told ABC affiliate Como TV. Even prior to the recent rise in fatal overdoses, we were facing capacity issues due to the increased volume of deaths in conjunction with King County's rapid population growth. You can follow Ethan Lechtman on Twitter at @EthanLechtman.